out what makes you unique. What makes you unique is, you know, maybe it's your story, or maybe it is your values, or you have a specific process. We can look at other people for maybe inspiration, but never for duplication.
You're an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk-taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship. And you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from CEO Chat, powered by CBNation.co and Blue 16 Media, your choice for all your digital marketing needs. And this was an awesome chat with Marva Goss of Marva J Coaching Co. Marva is a veteran of the Air Force, which I appreciate, that being that my father is an Air Force veteran as well. And she is also a owner of a brand and content strategy company for female entrepreneurs. So during the chat, we spoke about what branding is and what content strategy is and why it's important to entrepreneurs and business owners, the future of branding and content, and why you telling your entrepreneurial story is important to help you communicate and connect with your clients. So what I want you to do is sit back and enjoy this CEO chat with Marva Goss from Marva J Coaching Co. All right, Marva, are you still there with me?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for kind of taking time out of your schedule to kind of speak with us about you and your business. One of the first things that I usually do is I give you the floor and I ask you to tell us a little bit about you, your background, and what kind of led you to start your business.
Yeah. So actually, I'm a veteran. I'm an Air Force veteran, and I left active duty a couple years ago to pursue what I thought was going to be the career I really wanted in the medical field. I started doing it and I realized, like, this is not it. This is not for me. And so I finished up my undergrad degree in counseling, moved over there, and counseling was great. So I went and was like, well, let me try this life coaching thing also as something I can offer because I really enjoy counseling. I started doing life coaching and I realized that life coaching is incredibly similar to therapy. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, one borrows from the other. And so I was like, no, that's not what I thought this was going to be. So I left the life coaching, but I realized that the people that were coming to me were small business owners and that I really, really enjoyed helping them with their business. Like, I really enjoyed helping them with strategy and figuring out who they are and what they really want to do and how they want to show up online. And so I took that passion that I kind of developed and really honed in on it and did some training and different things and took some beta clients, and my results are great. And so I was like, I think I found what I want to do, at least for right now. So that's how I started Marva J Coaching Co. and became a brand and content strategist.
Awesome. 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 Yeah. It's funny that you say that. Often it seems like everybody who gets a degree and then they have their first job, or even when they get the degree, they know exactly what they want to do. And then life has a way of kind of showing you that, hey, maybe this is where you should be spending your time. So it seems like you had that similar type of process.
I did. Well, you know, I know nothing's wasted, and I still use those, you know, those things that I learn. But, you know, just the things that we're teaching people, like you have to go get a degree in this or that, or you have to go through this formal education, isn't always true. It's not for some people. And sometimes we need time to kind of figure out who we are and what we're going to do. I think now looking back, I'm like, you know, I don't want to tell my 18-year-old that she should go to college and try to have it all figured out in a couple years, because it took me time and it takes most people time to really figure out what their thing is. So,
yeah, I mean, I definitely think that's very true. And I believe the exact same thing, where it takes time to kind of learn those things, and that, you know, the age of 18 or whenever someone starts college, you're supposed to figure out what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Right. You're still trying to figure yourself out. That's kind of a lot to do. So But it's good. I sometimes think that even like you said, you know, time's not wasted. Sometimes when you spend that time doing something that is not your passion or your path in life, sometimes you appreciate more and kind of get drawn closer to what you should be doing. And it sounds like brand and content strategy is that for you.
Yeah. So the thing that wasn't it led to the thing that was it, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
to know good, you have to experience bad sometimes. So well, cool. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, what you do for Marva J Coaching. What is the services that you provide?
Right. So I help my clients, in a nutshell, I help them show up online and showcase their expertise and really stand out as the go-to expert. And the way that I do that is using their brand and content strategy. So we usually sit down and look at, you know, what their goals are for their business and how they want to show up, what their expertise is, because sometimes you have all these awesome skills and all these great things you can do and all these services you can provide or these problems that you fix for people, but really don't know how to put that out there. You know, how do I find the words to say what I do? How do I stand out in a unique way in my industry when everybody's doing the same thing? So those are some of the things that I do in my business and that I help my clients with.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And it's funny, like we were just talking about, sometimes when you're sitting down with business owners, you're going through the same thing that maybe you were talking about when we were talking about college, where you're trying to figure out like, what am I good at? What makes me unique? What are my goals? What do I want to accomplish? And sometimes maybe those skills kind of have translated over to just that self-evaluation that you've done has also helped you out with clients because they're trying to figure out what makes them unique. How can they break through kind of the noise to kind of showcase their services that they provide and their gifts and their passions?
Yes, absolutely. And it's so funny when I was saying earlier that nothing's wasted because a lot of the questions that I used in my life coaching actually really help you bring out what's really going on with somebody. And, you know, what's the why behind the why of what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing and things like that. So absolutely. It's a very similar process. It can be kind of time consuming. And sometimes people are kind of like, why are you asking me all these questions? Because it's necessary. And one of the things I see people do is they skip over this brand and content strategy piece, and then they almost always end up having to work backwards. You know, they might go get the logo and the nice website and be like, what the heck? Why is nobody showing up? You know, what am I going to put on this website? And that's because the foundation really hasn't been laid to build a strong online presence. So
yeah, that makes perfect sense. Definitely, you know, working with clients that want to do websites, often when you ask those questions, you know, what makes you unique? You know, there's not an answer for that because they haven't done that brand and content strategy session in the beginning to understand this is who I am and this is how I want to portray it in these things. Because the website, the logo, like you mentioned, the social media, all those things are kind of manifestations of what that person is and what they want to be.
Yes, absolutely. I agree 100%.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, you said a phrase that I want to ask you a little bit more about. And you said, what's the why behind the why? What does that mean? Could you drill a little bit deeper on that?
Yeah. So the why behind the why, I don't know if you or your audience has heard of Simon Sinek. He's kind of popular now, but he has a book called Start With Why. And pretty much in the book, he's talking about you really need to figure out why you're even doing what you're doing. And so when I say the why behind the why, a lot of times the real reason is much deeper than the initial thing that we think is our why. So as an example, you know, I may work with a client and they're a copywriter and they're like, oh, well, my why is the reason why I'm doing this is because I love writing. It's because I love words. Okay. The more we deep, we figure out the why behind the why is really they used words and writing as a child, you know, to make it through some traumatic experience. Or something happened, someone saw this gift in them as a child, maybe a grandparent or a parent, and they really pushed them and encouraged them to grow in that gift. And, you know, they provided them with tools or classes or whatever. So usually it's something deeper. And we need to know what that something deeper is, because when it gets hard, as you know, it is, all businesses have their ups and downs. You definitely need something bigger to hold on to. And I found that really knowing the reason why I'm really doing this, the why behind that surface why, the real why, that sometimes a tearjerker or something really personal to us, it really helps us to really hang on in the tough times. And it helps us to connect more with our audience, because people can really connect to that emotional reason why you're even doing what you're doing.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. Like you're sort of peeling back the onion and understand exactly what the essence of someone is and what their business is as well. And I've always heard that people buy from people they know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. So when you're able to kind of evoke that, or you're able to tap into that first and foremost through what it sounds like some of the sessions that you have with your clients, and then you're able to kind of manifest that into the brand and the content, then that's when that, I guess, holy grail, or that the magic starts to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's such a transformative process. It's so funny because sometimes when people leave and we're done working together and they're like, oh my goodness, this was so needed, you know, for them to feel more confidently online, to feel more confident online and show up the way they really want to. It really brings out that confidence when you have that clarity about your foundation. And it also makes, you know, when you have to go out and maybe you have to hire a web designer, or you have to hire a copywriter or someone else to come into your business and assist you. But when you have all of these pieces in place, you have your brand strategy, you have, you know, your why, your what, your how, all those things, it makes it so much easier for those people to assist you because you have it all in one place. I can go to this document and see exactly what this person's vision and mission is and what they stand for. And now I can execute and more fit and better fit into what they really want because they've done the work.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. And so I know we use the phrase a few times, brand and content strategy. Could you talk a little bit more about what exactly that is and what that means?
Sure. So it's two things that work together incredibly closely. Your brand is ultimately, it's you. If you want to be the face of your brand, which most people aim to be that are service providers, which is who I work with usually, your brand is you. And so what we do is we take who you are and your expertise and your specific mission, your vision, you know, we dig into what your values are, what your goals are for your business, who your audience is. We dig into all of that and we melt it together with a content strategy. So the brand piece is you and how you want to show up online. And then the content strategy is, how are we going to use content? How are we going to use everything you put out, whether it's your blog post or your email marketing or your social media feed? How are we going to use all of that to further build your audience and turn them into leads and clients? So the two work together very well because, as I was saying earlier, when you really know who you are and you can really showcase what your brand is all about, it's much easier to convey that in your content. It's much easier to reach out and connect with that ideal dream person that you want to work with when you've done the work to figure out who they are, what they need, and how that fits into the services that I provide.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And especially it's kind of like the idea of self-awareness. So I definitely see where, you know, the life coach definitely fits in, because you're having, like, to some degree, maybe a life coach session in the very beginning, it sounds like, where you're kind of delving deep into the person. And then you're basically making that connection, or helping to make that connection maybe, for how they can showcase who they are through their business, through branding and their content strategy.
Absolutely. That's exactly how it works. Especially, you know, those first couple of sessions, it's we're digging deep and figuring out, you know, what the goals are, where they, how they get started, what led to you being here, who your ideal client is, who are the people that you actually really want to work with, and what do they want from you? And sometimes we focus so much on trying to give people what they need, but a lot of times that's not what they want. They have a specific set of wants. And so we go through that, what they want versus what they need. And then figuring out what your values are. And that's so important because your value system drives the way you do everything in life, including the way you run your business. And sometimes when we know what our values are, and not only do them we allow them to guide the way we do our business, but we also let our audience in on what our values are and what's important to us and what's not important to us. They connect to that as well. And so people always connect to brands that know who they are and they showcase who they are, whether it's in social media. You know, you see like these photographers, I'm thinking of one person in particular, that she has shows like these really candid photos of her, you know, and she doesn't edit them. It's, you know, it's her body, maybe like in a bikini or something, but she doesn't edit it out. And she talks about how showing up and being real and embracing who you are is really something she values. And she gets thousands of likes, thousands upon thousands of comments, because other people hold those values too. And so when you can figure out what those things are and showcase them online, the people who are going to be a part of your tribe, they're going to latch onto that. And it helps grow your audience. It helps build that know, like, and trust factor much quicker when these things are common ground for us.
Yeah. And it sounds like, you know, you're speaking to the idea of authenticity, where I think sometimes, especially when they start a business, they will often look towards other types of businesses or other maybe competitors to kind of see how they want to be or how they want to showcase themselves. But sounds like you really believe that it kind of starts with that person kind of looking inside and building that authentic brand from there, rather than looking at another, you know, if I'm a plumber, another plumbing company that's number one in the area to try to see how to create my brand.
Absolutely. And figuring out like that, what makes you unique? And what makes you unique is, you know, maybe it's your story, or maybe it is your values, or you have a specific process. We can look at other people for maybe inspiration, but never for duplication. Because what happens when everybody is the same is there's all these gaps in the market. There's all these gaps. And, you know, I work with like photographers and copywriters and all kinds of people, travel agents. And I can see these gaps of there's something missing in your industry, and you just might be the person to fill it, because everybody's doing the same thing. Everyone's using the same, whether it's your visual, you know, that everyone's using the same visuals, or everyone's using the same word. Everyone's kind of talking about the same things. But what is it about you that we can pull out and we can really use to help you stand out and showcase who you are and kind of just be the difference in your market? And so, as I was saying, like, there's nothing wrong with looking at other brands for inspiration, but definitely not from duplication. Nobody else can be you. And you definitely don't want to try to show up and duplicate what someone else is doing, because when you get on the phone with your clients or they meet you, they're going to be like, you're nothing like the way I thought you were. Because we have that online persona where we're trying to be what we think people want. And then who we are is someone totally different. And when there's that disconnect, it confuses people and it also frustrates them. I've heard, you know, word of mouth, people say, oh, some people just aren't the way they seemed online. It makes me uncomfortable, because they thought they knew you, but what they really knew was the you thought you needed to be to get their attention.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. Inspiration, but not duplication. And no, I definitely agree. I think nowadays, especially with a consumer having so much power to be able to read reviews or just Google just about anything in the world, sometimes when you support businesses or you're thinking about, you know, maybe calling a plumber or calling a, you know, home remodeler, you will do your research and due diligence to kind of see like who that person is. And if there's sometimes that disconnect or that inconsistency, sometimes that could be the difference between getting a phone call and not getting a phone call at all.
Absolutely. I could not agree more.
Awesome. Awesome. So I know you gave us a few, but do you have any other tips or information that you could give for entrepreneurs and business owners on what they should do with their brand and content strategy?
Absolutely. So before you start trying to create content, I suggest figuring out what your brand is all about. As I was saying, like your why, what you do, and how do you do it in a way that helps you to stand out in your industry? And how do you want to show up online? What promise are you making your clients? That's something we usually don't think about. For example, I think FedEx's promise is, you know, overnight guaranteed or something like that. What can we depend on you to do? What can we depend on you to teach us? How can we depend on you to show up online? Things like that. So definitely sit down and figure out you and how you're going to show up online, who your audience is, what they want from you, and then tie that into your content strategy. I also suggest doing all of that brand work before you go get your logo and your colors and your nice website. Speaking from experience, I did that years and years and years ago. And I was still lost after I had that. I thought that's what I needed. And that was the last thing I needed. And so now I even have web designers and people who do the visual branding who will say, I'm going to send my clients to you first because it's going to make my life easier. So definitely go do the brand work first. And then when it comes to your content strategy, there's so many things to think about. I think we can simplify things. It would make your life a lot easier because people feel like, oh, I need to be on every platform. I need to do Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. No, you need to figure out one, of course, where your audience is. And then two, find the, I stick with two platforms. And I always suggest to my clients, no more than three, because it gets really overwhelming. Find the 2 to 3 platforms that you can show up on and do it well. Do it consistently, because even your consistency says something about your brand and how you do business. So find the 2 to 3 platforms that you're going to show up on and that your clients, that you found your audience and you know they're there and they're engaging and whatever. Do that and then build up some consistency. Create a plan. I see a lot of people who, you know, they don't know what to post. What am I going to post on Instagram today? What am I going to post on Facebook? Or what am I going to do a video about? Definitely, definitely, definitely go ahead and figure out what your rhythm is going to be for posting. You know, for everybody, 5 days a week isn't feasible and it doesn't feel good. So maybe you're just going to post 2 or 3 times a week. But when you have your brand work done, it makes it easier to know what to post because you figured out what your audience needs to hear. And you're not just posting for the sake of posting, but you're putting things out there that are valuable. So I know that was quite a bit. I hope that was helpful.
No, it was definitely very helpful, making sure that you take care of those things. And I know from, you know, working with clients from, you know, website design and digital marketing perspective, like, yes, definitely a lot of clients that I've worked with have no idea exactly who their target market is. They have no idea exactly what their brand is. And, you know, having those conversations in the beginning definitely does make our lives a lot easier. So I could definitely echo that. So, you know, taking the time to figure out that, okay, this is what I want my brand to evoke. These are the values that I hold, just like some of the things that you mentioned, is huge. That if you go to a website designer or you go to a social media expert or whoever it is that you bring in the fold and you say, this is who I am, this is who I'm trying to target, then it makes things so much easier and so much better experience for everyone.
It does. And, you know, like you were saying, a better experience even for your audience, because that's part of what your brand is. It's an experience that you bring. So knowing how you want them to feel, you know, when you write or you're creating content, how do you want them to feel? Do you want them to feel encouraged or inspired to take action? You know, do you kind of want to gut check them, you know, about something? Even going into your brand voice, how do you want to sound so that you can remain consistent? You know, or do you have an upbeat and excited brand, or are you more of a straight to the point, straight shooter? I don't beat around the bush, because people will embrace who you really are. So yeah, those are some tips I would give people.
Awesome. Awesome. Truly appreciate those tips. And I think, you know, if you had like a crystal ball and you can like kind of look ahead to the idea of brand and content strategy, where do you see the future of that going? Where do you see some things that are going to be happening in, I guess, that space or as a result of that space?
Definitely. Well, you know, Seth Godin had a quote I read recently, and I just could have hugged him when it comes to content, because your content really is, it is a marketing tool for you. And he said, content marketing is all the marketing that's left. And I was like, oh, yes, he gets it. Because more and more people will buy from you once they've taken the time to get to know you through your content, through, you know, your blog posts or video you've done. 70% of consumers prefer to learn about your business through your content than they do an ad, even on Facebook or something. Now, we know those things are, you know, they work. But when it comes to really building a tribe, you absolutely, absolutely have to take the time to build a content strategy. And so I believe people are really starting to see and are going to see even more how important that is and how your brand is not just the pretty stuff that you show online, but how your brand message and the deep work and who you really are, it works together with the pretty stuff. It should go hand in hand. So I absolutely believe that the work that I do, the digging deep, is going to become more important to people than the visuals, because I mean, I've been to websites and I've known people who maybe didn't have the most appealing visual presence, but they're booked out. They're sold out. They're literally making millions of dollars a year in their business. And it's something else, obviously, outside of the visual presence. It's how they show up online. It's their message. It's their consistency. It's that when you see a quote or a tweet, you know that's them. That's how well-branded they are. That's how consistent they are and how they show up online. So I believe the focus from the visuals, I think that is going to die down a little bit. And I also believe that people are starting to see how content marketing, like Seth Godin said, is what's left of marketing. And that is how you're going to build your, that is how you're going to build your presence and your credibility and increase your visibility for your online business.
No, that makes perfect sense. And especially if it's coming from Seth Godin, you know, you have to listen to it as well, because he's had, I don't know how many books, but he seems like he's coming out with books all the time. So he's always really been big into generating, creating content and generating in a way that sometimes is not the way, the normal way, so to speak, or business as usual, is something that's a little bit different. So yeah, I think that makes sense that you're kind of starting to see that a lot of brands are starting to create more and more content because they're kind of becoming their own media company, so to speak, where they're creating this content for their target market because they understand exactly who they want to kind of connect with.
Right. Absolutely. And the brand aspect of it, your brand, when you do the work, it really does impact, you know, how confidently you show up online. And that's important, you know, and the quality of the content that you create so that you're not just creating random stuff or posting randomly, but you're actually putting something out there that people want and need and something that's going to benefit them. So I believe people are really starting to see how important that is. I've been active and doing some, you know, social listening on the Facebook groups and stuff. And I see more and people are looking for content strategists, and more people are taking some time to try to figure out how their content really works with their overall business marketing, because it should work together.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Especially if your brand is you, as you mentioned before, you know, everything from your business to your content, to that Facebook post, to that Twitter, that tweet that you had, all those things are kind of coming from you, which exactly is the brand essentially. And so I know you mentioned something earlier about the story and the importance of the story. Could you talk a little bit more about like why it's important for entrepreneurs and business owners to kind of tell their story and showcase that in their brand?
Sure. Well, stories are how we connect. I mean, if you think about just the history of mankind, we've told stories over and over and over again to pass down history and tradition and values. And a lot of major brands really use their stories. Maybe like we've all seen the commercials where there's a story being told, maybe an Apple or something, and it's like someone's trying to connect with their grandma on the phone, and it's then there's no words, but the story is playing out before you. And so when you tell your story, you really give your audience an opportunity to see themselves in your history. And so when people can find that similar theme and it's like, oh, I did that too, or I made that mistake as well, or I felt that way, it creates a connection point. And using myself as an example, I remember when I first started my business, I heard a life and business coach. I heard her first on a podcast, and she was talking about how she kind of did like 5 million things after college, trying to figure out what her thing was. And she had this side hustle and she had this creative side to her. And then she found coaching and it was just like, it all clicked. And I remember I could not wait to reach out to her because I remember thinking, it sounds like me. And so when you share your story, you give people an opportunity to see like their authenticity and see, okay, yeah, I've had these ups and downs too. And also to see themselves in you. And that creates that, like I said, that connection point. And that's one of the ways that you build a tribe. There's something about you. There's some way that we connect. I've even seen people who have showed that they have a labradoodle. Literally, I have a labradoodle. This is the story of how I got him. You know, maybe the last one passed away or something. And a person will go and hire them because they both have labradoodles. I mean, it's really amazing how our minds work. But when people find that connection point, again, it increases that know, like, trust factor. It makes you a lot more relatable. And because you're like me, I want to buy from you. So that's why telling your story is incredibly important. Like the girl I told you about, the coach, I mean, I buy her stuff. I purchase her services. I'm in her Facebook group because of that connection point we have. But has she never taken the time to figure out what her story is and how she's going to share it and found the confidence to share it, I would have never probably became a follower.
Yeah, that's very true. And good thing that you said it was a her and somebody that was a life coach. I said, I think that might be me. I might have that exact same story myself where I did 100 million things as well after I graduated trying to figure out what it is that I wanted to do. But just like you mentioned, just right there, anybody who's listening and even myself who just heard that, it's like, okay, well, I also did the same thing. So it took me a while to figure out exactly what I wanted to do as well. But it's good because now I'll automatically feel that connection with that life coach and I don't even know who she is.
Absolutely. That's exactly how it works. I see it all the time. So definitely people need to share their stories more often.
Exactly. Exactly. Awesome. Awesome. So I know that you're located in the Washington, D.C., Maryland and Virginia area, the DMV. What do you think makes this a good place for entrepreneurs and business owners?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many opportunities to, of course, connect with other business owners. I mean, the networking opportunities are amazing. I've lived literally all over the country, and I feel like this is the first time that I've seen so many opportunities. You can find like a networking event almost any day of the week around here, no matter where you live. And then I think also like the energy of the DMV, it feels like everyone's going somewhere. Everyone has a plan. Everyone's trying to accomplish something. And when you're around those type of people, you know, you feed off of that energy. And for me, it's really encouraging. It's really motivating to be around even like the busyness, you know, of the city areas and to be around other, especially millennials that are, they're trying to build their business. They're working on their legacy and they're working on their empire and they're just go-getters. So I think this is like one of the best places to be an entrepreneur and to network. And there's just so many opportunities that you find in an area like this, even though you may have to fight the traffic to get to it. There's so many amazing opportunities in areas like this that you won't necessarily find maybe in a smaller town. I know I didn't. And so being here and connecting with other business owners that are millennials or that are maybe new entrepreneurs and just getting started and things like that, and having the opportunity to connect with them and then have them, you know, work with me on some different things and collaborate, it has helped my business so much. So I don't think there's any place better to have a business.
Awesome. Awesome. I definitely obviously echo that because I'm here too. It's definitely a certain energy here and, you know, you are who you spend time with and where you are your environment to some degree. So when you're in a environment, like you mentioned, with people that are go-getters and hustling and when they're not sitting in traffic, like you mentioned as well, it kind of makes it a little bit of more of a motivating place to be. And you feel like you're doing better professionally and from a business standpoint as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, being around those people, I mean, other people who have goals and, you know, big vision and then meeting people who have moved here, you know, just to start their business or maybe it was to take a corporate job, even people who, you know, are career people, but they want to leverage their career to start their business. I mean, there's just nothing like it. I love it.
Awesome. 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 Well, cool. Marva, you gave us a ton of great information and I wanted to kind of just give you the floor just to kind of say, if there's anything additional that you wanted to tell our readers and listeners, and then also too, if you can let us know how best we can get a hold of you and get in touch with you to start working.
Absolutely. So you can reach me. My website is www.marvajcoachingco.com. That's www.marvajcoaching.com. And also, I'm really, really active on Instagram. My Instagram handle is marvajcoachingco. I would definitely suggest to listeners to do the work of, you know, building your brand foundation before you rebrand. Or go think that your website and your logo is the reason why you're not really connecting and the reason why you're not getting the clients that you really want to work with. There's usually something deeper at work. So those pieces usually aren't as important as your brand message and as your content. And also create a strategy or create a plan for your content so that it's not so overwhelming, so that you can remain consistent, because that definitely says something to your readers. Also, I have a Crush Your Content Challenge that I'm starting. It's going to run for 5 days. And I'm going to run it every month starting this month. So I would encourage you, if you go to the website, www.marvajcoachingco.com, or my Instagram handle, marvajcoachingco, you can sign up using the link in my bio for the 5-day Crush Your Content Challenge. I've run this before, and I've received a ton of great feedback from people about how it really helped them build momentum with their content. So check me out there.
Awesome. Awesome. Crush Your Content. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I think a lot of people will benefit from doing that 5-day challenge, and probably it will extend beyond 5 days, which I'm guessing that you're hoping that happens as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I definitely want people to keep going. Content is king. It's king. It's queen. It's everything. So
content is king.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say content is king and queen. We want to make sure we're inclusive. It's right. So awesome. Well, thank you so much, Marva. I truly learned a lot. I truly appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to kind of speak with us. Awesome. Thank you, Marva.
Thank you. You did the same. Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.